My name means bitter.
Yeah!
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're talking with Maren Allgaard, and we discuss the chilling adventures of Sabrina. This witchy show has captured our hearts, and we tell you why.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
Something in Latin.
And Nick Glover.
Something backwards.
Wow, that was really good, you guys. Thanks. I wonder if it was enough to summon a guest. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, we summoned Maren Allgaard.
Hey. That's amazing.
Done. Something backwards and something in Latin is all that it takes.
That worked way better than the Ouija board.
Mar is Latin.
Yes.
There we go.
Maren is one half, the Slither half of Slitherpuff, a fantastic geek band that y'all need to be listening to right now. Is there a way they can listen to it right now?
We have some really horrible recordings on our SoundCloud.
I think you should just come see them.
And we're playing at Console Room in January on January 5th at 6:45.
Perfect.
Which is a Doctor Who convention.
It is, and it's really cool.
Yeah. So we have to write some new songs.
Ooh.
Hey.
About Doctor Who.
All right, well, so Maren, you wanted to come on the show because you wanted to talk about The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix.
Which is
a show about witches and also is a revamp of the Sabrina, comic, really, and also kind of a revamp of the old TV show.
Yeah, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
By revamp, I mean it's completely different. But it's still the same, you know, the characters you know and love, Aunt Hilda and...
Yeah. Right.
Who's the other aunt? I can't think
Zelda.
Of her name. Zelda.
Zelda.
Hilda and Zelda. There's some really cool new stuff, but we're going to spoil it. We're going to spoil everything. We're going to talk about every bit of it. So you should go watch it.
It's all of season one, 10 episodes.
Yeah. It's great. All right, so... Maren, what about this? What about this made
I
you
love
like?
It so
yeah,
much.
Yeah. Because I know that you were gonna watch it again even
yeah,
after.
Yeah, I actually started. I didn't finish the whole season a second time through, but I loved the show growing up. I watched it probably after school every day, so I was like, yes, more Sabrina. And I also love creepy things, and I wanted more like dark things of Sabrina.
Yeah,
so, like more. Which is more creepy stuff.
Were you, spookiness.
Did it deliver? Do you feel like you got what you wanted?
I think so. I wasn't ready for the like Church of Night and all of that.
Oh yeah.
I like loved it too. I wasn't ready for it, but it was everything.
Okay. Well, let's talk about in the Church of Night is their satanic chapter, really, as it were, and there's a lot of Satanism. I'm using air quotes, so Satanism in this, which has upset a lot of actual Satanists, which is funny to me. But because I just think it's funny that of all the religions getting mad about the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, that it's the Satanists who are mad because they feel misrepresented.
The uptight Christian folks would have a problem with it. Like they were like, Sabrina, that's that witch, and they didn't even watch it. Like they didn't even give it a chance to get outraged. Whereas like the Satanists. Netflix, sweet. Yeah, no.
Well, and there was, I'll admit, and we can get into it later. There was one thing that I noticed that was like, oh, if I was a Satanist, I'd be kind of pissed about that.
What's that?
But the statue in the middle of the school.
Oh, the statue of Baphomet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the same statue that the Satanists are putting up
it
on.
It's almost exactly the same.
It's almost exactly the same, yeah.
You know, but these are actual, like, worshipping Satan, Dark Lord.
Yeah.
You know, basically... nasty, evil characters.
I think it's worth noting that the people who are members of the Church of Night, it's like a genetic, you are born a witch. Like you are, it's almost like, it's like mutants in X-Men. That's the best way I can think of
Harry
it.
Harry Potter.
Or Harry Potter. Yeah, it's better. You have, it's like a genetic thing. You're either a witch or you're not a witch. And so, or you're Sabrina and you're half witch.
Gasp.
A foot in each world, torn between both sides.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Hannah Montana, tennis half elven. Like it's all the same story, but I loved it.
It's, the Church of the Night stuff is so over the top that like it didn't bother me or irk me at all. This like fictional magic witch religion thing that's, you know, kind of sort of Satanism.
It is. They talk about Lord Satan and praise him praise and Satan. Literally Satan is there.
So the best part for me of that made it so ridiculous and over the top was when they're doing prayers. It's basically like they're just saying like the opposite of everything you would say in a prayer. Like they just do like antonyms, like every other word.
Yeah, it's just
to be joined in
unorder in the court.
Yeah. Unorder, that's it.
Unorder in the court.
When they were saying disorder in the court, like I was just like, it was
to be joined
so
in
so ridiculous.
Unholy matrimony.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And the whole like it's not a baptism; it's a dark baptism.
It's a dark baptism.
Yeah. At the blood moon. So okay, so let's just a quick overview. Sabrina is a half witch, half mortal. Her mother was a mortal, and her father was like this incredibly powerful, charismatic, and important to the Church of Night Witch.
He was Dumbledore.
He was like, it seems like, it's hard to say. It seems like he was evil Dumbledore, maybe? Like, it's hard to say if he was a good or bad guy.
They don't show a whole lot about him.
I think he's deliberately a mystery, I think. He's something for later.
But he's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Because when she says she's a spellman, it's a big fucking deal. And
there's history with the name, too.
Lineage.
Yeah.
I love that they live at a mortuary.
Yeah. Yes, they have a spellman mortuary. Just, yep.
It's Kiernan Shipka, who was the daughter in Mad Men.
She's great.
Who, like, as a very young actress, was knocking it out of the park in Mad Men. Like, she was really good in Mad
She's
Men.
She's got such a serious demeanor and such gravitas for being young. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sabrina's half mortal, half witch, and is trying to go to regular high school, but it's her 16th birthday, which means she needs to give her soul to Lord Satan. And then she
like you do.
And then she's like, no, she doesn't want to, and she's in love with a mortal boy, and then there's lots of complications. And I would say that it's better than Riverdale, which also enjoyed the first season of. But it's more tongue in cheek. It's definitely funnier, and it's definitely I guess just like better written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The ways in which it is over the top aren't the CW drama tropes that I feel like Riverdale really falls victim to. Like just it feels like it's the same people writing Riverdale that are writing The Flash, that
like,
are writing
have a secret but don't tell anybody about it, even though telling everybody would make your secret fit better.
Right.
You know, protect the ones you love by hiding things from them.
There only a couple times in the show was there something where someone like Sabrina had a secret. And that was a point of tension, but like really quickly other people found out, like when she brought someone back to life.
It does seem to me like most of the time when Sabrina runs into a situation where she has a problem, she goes and tells somebody immediately. Doesn't go, I'll just keep it to myself. She doesn't do the Harry, Ron, Hermione. You know, we can solve this on our own. She's like, I need to talk to somebody who knows more about this shit than I do.
Yes. So, I out of curiosity, do you have a witchy past? Did you dabble in any of that as a child or as a teen?
I think I just always kind of liked the idea of magic. Like we weren't allowed to read anything magical or watch anything magical.
Oh, like so, strong, like strict upbringing.
We're pretty Christian and of the Baptist sort. My dad was a pastor.
Ooh,
so, wow. And then he was like, I'm gay. So
Baptists are out.
So we actually went to a Baptist church that was like welcoming and affirming.
Nice.
So we like had our community in church, but then now he's a social worker. So,
that's actually better than being a pastor.
Right. Yeah.
Doing all the good stuff, but for people who need it more.
Positive community work. The skills transfer.
Right. But I remember we went, my brother and I went to somebody's house to get, our parents had to go somewhere. So we were being babysat by these people, and I watched Neverending Story.
Oh, yes.
And my mom found out that I'd watched it and was like, oh no, like, she's seen evil.
And now here like, you are. Right. She was right, Maren. She was right.
And I think I always was like, I didn't ever watch Buffy when I was younger, but I think I saw commercials for it, and mm-hmm. I like always remember being like, "What is that? It's so cool!" And, like we watched the Addams Family growing up too, and yeah. like
that was
all
okay.
that weird like creepy stuff. Yeah, apparently that was fine, but that was after my dad came
they're
out.
They're creepy
so,
and they're kooky.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
but yeah, after my dad had come out, my mom was like, "Whatever, let's just read Harry Potter." So we started reading Harry Potter.
That's great.
And I didn't like. Actually listened to her read the first book. I was like, I don't get it. And so I just went and left, and then the movie came out, and I was like, this is wonderful. So
that's amazing.
So once, like, I always kind of liked that kind of supernatural era of movies and stuff, but I didn't get to see it for a while.
You liked it from afar at first. Yeah.
But you said you watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch
yes.
with
Melissa Joan Hart. And so later on when I was allowed Joan Hart. To see these things.
Yeah, so you were allowed to watch that though.
Yeah. And that,
that's more tame.
Right, and that was like, I don't know, I mean, it's high school drama and yeah. I was in elementary school, but I always was like, that'd be so cool if I could just point my finger at something and something magical would happen.
It's funny. I had a similar experience with Melissa Joan Hart in a show called Clarissa. No, not Clarissa Explains It All. The one where she's from outer space, where her dad is an alien.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember. No, I don't think so.
Is it not her? There was some other show in the 80s where like she's half
Clarissa,
alien.
Though.
And she can like snap her fingers and stop time. And it's a very similar,
I think maybe the original Sabrina show is okay because, like, how sinister can something be if it has a laugh track? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's...
Talking cat.
Right, yeah. I feel like...
Who knows if my mom even, like, knew that we were watching whatever we were watching. We definitely watched Simpsons when we weren't supposed to, so sure. I was like... but I remember my aunt gave us Disney movies for Christmas and birthdays, and it was always, like, these VHSs of mm-hmm. all the Disney movies, and one of them that she sent was The Black Cauldron.
Oh, God.
And
oh.
we weren't allowed to watch it, and it was put up on a high shelf, and I always wanted to watch it because I saw the previews and the talking pig and, like, everything and all the other Disney movies. I knew what it was about, and I wanted to see it. And so, like, years down the road, like, 3 years ago or so, I found it on VHS at a Goodwill, and I bought it for like 50 cents, and I watched it. And
amazing.
I was like, this wasn't that great. I'm glad I watched it.
It is not that great.
I think the most astonishing part of that story is that 3 years ago, you had access to a VHS player. Okay, so back to Sabrina.
I have one in my house still.
Yeah, that's amazing. What?
Yeah.
How else was she going to watch The Black Cauldron?
I mean, obviously. Okay, so back to Sabrina.
Yeah.
So Sabrina is in love with this mortal, which is probably the dumbest part of the whole this whole season. And maybe that is my jaded 40-year-old heart
Herbie
talking.
Kinkle.
But do you love how in the old Sabrina, like, it didn't end until they were back together?
Right. So, like, it's like, she's got this mortal boyfriend, and, of course, he doesn't know she's a witch. No one knows. She tells him early on. It's like episode
like,
three or
kidding.
Four. She tells him she's a witch, and he panics.
That was episode one.
Was it really?
Yeah.
And so she mind wipes him, which is assault of the worst sort, really.
Super unethical.
Yeah. And then later when she tells him for real, he remembers that she told him once before, which I really liked.
There's that betrayal.
Like, here's that second of, no, you told me this before.
That wasn't a dream sequence, though.
Which was?
When
her
she
telling
told
him
again,
to,
right? He,
but then
no,
at
again.
The very end,
oh, yeah.
at the very end, she tells
she
him
tells
again.
Everyone.
And his response is, "Well, better go kill my own brother then." Oof.
I recently just like on my rewatch was just with the dream demon.
Sequence,
and he's like, "Didn't you tell me this?"
That episode was super Buffy.
It was very
A monster that's a person in like a really good prosthetic with like a weird funky demon name and all this funky demon history that they have to look up in ancient tomes to defeat, and like they have to go into their dreams and help each other out and pull each other out of their dreams while confronting their nightmares. Like, it was a super Buffy episode.
Like
I liked it in that way.
When they're in the haunted house and they're like, the only way is to break the summoning circle.
Right.
And that's the one way to summon him. And then he like shows up and they're like, oh shit, we just like summoned a demon. But he was like a tiny demon. And then they're like, oh, this says in this other language that this is his actual size in this book.
In the book? Yeah.
Okay, so who is your favorite character out of season one?
I mean, Ambrose, he's great.
I love him. Ambrose is her cousin of sorts, who is he's a spellman. Mm-hmm. And
a necromancer.
He's a necromancer who's under house arrest for the last 300 years for crimes unknown. We're not sure what he did, but he did something real bad.
He tried to blow up the Vatican.
Yeah.
Is that it? I missed that.
He tried to blow up the Vatican. That
would have outed all the witches and would have put him on hot pursuit.
Interesting.
I understand that this Netflix Sabrina is based on the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina horror comic that's more recent that Archie has.
Archie Zombies,
they
right?
They have a horror sub imprint at Archie Comics that's just Archie horror. And they put out Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and they're on like the second volume, I think.
Interesting.
And like it was really well received. And I don't read a lot of horror comics, so I haven't touched it other than like I know that it was really well received and it kind of led directly into this show, which is I that makes me more willing to watch something a little bit if it's like got comic roots, I will totally admit.
Have you read any?
Of the
Chilling Adventures.
No, have you?
I found it online and I was like, I read the first issue and I really liked it, but I was kind of confused about where our timeline is in this.
Yeah.
Because of the dates. Like, I was like, well, if this is supposed to be modern time, like the date of her birthday and the day it's on doesn't line up with our calendar.
Oh.
And so I was trying to figure out when it was happening. And in the comics, the first, it has like October 31st, I think 1950. Or something.
Oh,
okay. And so I was trying to figure out if they were portraying it in the past or
maybe in the comics it's still the 50s. You know, like it's still it's still
and
the
so
early 60s
when she
in the comics.
Was supposed to be born,
like
was in 51.
Like Riverdale is eternally in the 50s, kind of like.
But like
that would make sense.
But the show is in the modern times.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, right. The comics.
But then they like don't have. So they all use landlines, and they all like.
Yeah.
And so there's very like.
Yeah.
There's not as modern things happening, but I also, it's like this whole other world of,
yeah.
But they also mention Riverdale.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
The next town over.
The next town over, because it's Greendale.
So close, but we'll never see them.
Yeah. As far as I can tell, nobody uses cars.
Yeah, it's just a lot of walking and landlines.
I mean, we never see anybody using a car.
Mm-hmm. And mining is still like a worthwhile industry.
Like the whole town is doing it.
Harvey has a truck.
Oh,
well, he is a miner, though. Like, so he has a miner's son.
He's also professionally a miner.
Yes. So, okay, so your favorite character, Ambrose, you really like?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was in the first issue of the comic, too.
Oh.
So they do bring him up, and I think in that he seemed a little bit, the dad seemed like a bigger part in that of,
Mr.
like,
Spellman.
Yeah, and there was, like, some darker stuff with the mother and, like, her, like, I think she's in some asylum. Like, he made her go crazy and took Sabrina from her.
Interesting.
Which I think there is a part where she's, like, can see her mom at some point.
Yeah, I remember there was something weird where she was, like, she thought she saw her mom.
Limbo.
Limbo.
It's, so I think.
Well, and she sees, like, the apparition of her mom at the Dark Baptism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't it her?
And they told her to run.
Yeah.
It's her friend who has
the
cunning.
To be an atheist.
Her friend with the cunning is the one that saw her in Limbo, right? I think.
No, I think she sees her own mother in Limbo.
Okay.
But, like, the friend with the cunning sees the Shining. I mean, the cunning sees, like, a zombie guy in the same mist, kind of. Like, it looks really similar.
Okay.
As far as I know, like, the show is really loosely based on the comic. More, like, thematically inspired by, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think her dad is, like, a villain in the comics. Mm. Like, pretty clearly, I think.
So, Tim, who's your favorite character from season one?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's kind of obnoxious to say it, but I kind of... Actually, no. I was going to say Sabrina because she's pretty awesome. But
she is.
I think Salem.
Salem is great.
Salem's super awesome. Just because he's like, you know, a familiar turned up to 11.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's kind of like more badass.
He's like
than
a goblin,
any...
she says, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad he doesn't talk. He just, he meows, but it's very expressive meowing.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what they were going to do when Salem popped up. I was like, is it going to talk? Are we going to do that?
Yeah.
But I like how all the witches understand him. They're like,
yeah.
Like he pops up to get Ambrose's attention when Sabrina's doing a spell and she's like seizuring on the floor. Mm-hmm. And he's like, she did what? And like runs out of the room. And,
like, I like that he's a wild, an untamed familiar too. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I'm going to do it the right way, the old school way, like the legit way. And mm-hmm. she gets him. Like well, I love that.
They kind of set it up that the way she gets a familiar is probably going to result in one that's going to be a little more badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they have this relationship that's different than the relationship most witches have with their familiar.
Right.
Right.
It's not a dominion.
Right.
It's a partnership.
Because she's young and she doesn't want to have dominion over something. Mm-hmm. She wants to have a friend. And
right. Well, especially if he's clearly sentient. Like,
that would
be like a master-slave situation. She's mm-hmm. you know, she's
but
got
that's
mortal.
What familiars are.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when that scarecrow's chasing her through the hay maze.
Oh,
and then Salem's just like, fucks that shit
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that scene.
Oh, that's why you have a familiar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, pops out of nowhere.
And that's why Salem's fucking awesome.
There's a couple times he really bails her out, like, by being badass, not by just...
It definitely feels like he's watching her, even though we don't see him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so like him showing up out of the blue is like he's always been there. He's a black cat. He's mm-hmm. chilling in the shadows. He's following right. her places, and
he can conveniently appear at any time the writers want him to show mm-hmm. up because he's a cat and black, and they can just kind of be.
They've even set up that he can squeeze through really
because he can
tight
goblin shift.
And, like, he showed up when she was at school.
Yeah,
the witch school.
Yeah. What about you, Molly? Who's your favorite?
I was going to ask you the same, but I would say, so I have a really soft spot in my heart for Hilda.
Yeah, me too.
Because she's so nice.
She's adorable.
But especially when she gets murdered all the time and you find out that, like, Zelda's been killing her over and over. Whenever she gets mad, she kills Hilda and buries her, and Hilda comes back. And so, like, I think a lot of Hilda's hesitance and kindness and maybe like, oh, okay then. Well, nope, not that. From the fact that she's been murdered over and over and has had to claw her way out of a grave multiple times.
I like I really like Hilda a lot. I love the scene where when she's dressed up as Bride of Frankenstein at the bookstore.
Yeah.
And the like jock bully kids are harassing Sabrina's friend again. And she walks over and just starts telling him the truth about himself.
Yeah.
Like she couldn't possibly know otherwise and like scares the shit out of him.
You bully kids because you were, you know, this one kid and like, you were young and did this to you.
It's not your fault he did that to you, but blah, blah, blah. And it's just like,
it's great.
And he is in love with you. Like he is. Yeah. That's,
yeah. Yep.
But I think my favorite is Prudence.
Oh, Prudence is
like
great.
Like the three.
The big bad bitch witch.
Oh, yeah. But she's because she's
the queen
got
the, feast.
The real Mean Girls thing going on and like stylishly.
Her hair is
like,
so cool.
Her hair and her costume, like her wardrobe together. Like, it's a very, very conservative costume. It's
sexy as hell.
It's yet somehow it is kind of. But
high necked with like a Peter Pan collar and like,
very Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
Very, And I love the preview that they put out for the next season shows those three with Sabrina wearing the exact same thing but in red.
Mm-hmm.
Like just
they
like
just have the one scene with
that. Oh yeah, they
in the mines.
In the
trailer seems like she's wearing it all the
time. Yeah, that's her uniform. Like I appreciate that. I really like her a lot. The antagonist, kind of not always antagonist though.
I like her rivalry with Sabrina.
That's
rivalry
is the perfect word.
Yeah.
And then Sabrina also helps her get out of situations, too. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I don't want your help, but also I know you're right.
Yeah.
she owes Sabrina big time for kind of helping reveal, like, who her dad is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a big turning point for both of them and their relationship, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that's
Prudence.
Favorite. So, okay, what character annoys you? Is there a character
Harvey Kinkle
that you would get rid of? Yeah, you don't like Harvey?
Harvey Kinkle. I think they're going to do something cool with him. I think he's going to be embracing some of those witch hunter roots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they're kind of setting him up to come back as something more interesting. Mm-hmm. But as, like, Sabrina's doting mortal boyfriend, he is milquetoast boring.
Yeah. Yeah. Myron?
Sometimes, what's her name? Roz.
Roz?
Bothers me.
Which one is Roz?
She's the friend who's going blind.
Oh, and the one with the cunning.
The only reason that she bothers me is because she was upset that she wouldn't be able to read when she was blind and working with deafblind kids. I was like, you can read Braille!
Yeah, I know, right? Or like there's audiobooks. Like, what the hell? Like, it was
maybe
a weird thing
not
to get
They're
mad
in
about.
The 50s, so.
Yeah.
The made up
50s. Yeah. It was a weird thing. Yeah, it was a weird. And then the whole, like, I want all my friends to read books and, like, everyone get together and, like, buy books and, like do a book thing for me. It was weird.
The banned books, really.
Yeah. The banned books. Yeah. I'll never be able to read these.
I can't read ever
these banned
again.
Books. Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, this is pre-books on audio. We don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I mean,
we don't know the time period.
You have friends who clearly like you a lot.
Can read to
they
you.
Can read to you.
Yeah. And, like, also, didn't you know this was going to happen for a long time?
You
like,
could
it
have
seems.
Planned.
Yeah. Tim, who do you dislike?
I don't know. I find the both of the big bads kind of obnoxious in their sinisterness.
So the head of the Church of
the
Night.
The head of the Church of Night and Lady Satan or whatever.
Wardwell.
Miss Wardlow or whatever.
Wardwell.
Because
a ward is a type of spell and she does it well. It's like Spellman.
It's like, how can you not tell that Wardwell is evil?
Yeah.
You know,
or
it's
at
least
a witch. I was confused about her, like, whole
it's like
character.
Her entire demeanor changed.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
meet her before she's like, not possessed, but essentially, you know, the witch takes her form.
Yeah.
And she's totally different. I'm like, how is it that nobody's like...
She's super awkward and weird.
Yeah.
She's like, you want to go get... What did they go for? Like, go for milkshakes after something? And she was, like, inviting her teacher. And I was like,
that's
kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then the next day, she's like, hello, Sabrina.
And we're
like,
and she's more like, hello, Sabrina. And then that almost sexy voice. I want to you know, seduce my student kind of voice. And
she does want to seduce her, though, to the dark side.
The dark side.
Yeah.
And the way she has these sparring matches with the head of the Church of Night, you know, where she's like, oh, you do things like a man would do things. And I'm going to do things like a woman would do things.
The final
can't
episode.
Can't just be like, I do things the way I would do things and you do things the dumb way.
I got confused by the final episode because I was like, I even said to Nick, I'm like, I don't understand this frame. Like, what are we doing here? Because it was like her talking to what appeared to be just a mirror or nothing.
Whoever was in the chair.
And she's like, well, as you know, Sabrina did these things. And then it was like, and then we watched it. And then they'd cut back and she's like, I had them where I wanted them, but I knew I had to push it a little further. And you're like, what? Who the fuck are you talking to? It's like, as you instructed, I did this thing. Like, as who? Who is this?
The way she's
talking to Satan?
In the beginning, they kind of make it seem like she's talking
Satan.
To Satan.
Yeah.
But then there's the reveal that, no, it's just the high school kid that she's going to seduce, murder, eat.
Yeah. It's weird.
Long pig.
Yeah. It was super weird. I agree with you. I think her thing was dumb.
Yeah.
I think my least favorite character was, it's like the third witch girl. There's Prudence. And then there's, like, her two sisters, who I will just call the third girl. Because, like one of them is always being number three, who's just there.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems...
She killed?
She killed was... No, not the one she killed. So the redhead, the white one.
Okay.
She just seemed like she wasn't around. Because, like, Prudence had such great arc. And then the girl that they killed, and she was, like, vomiting up grave dirt and all that stuff. Like, that was crazy. And, like, her whole thing was, like, a little bit... Like, she had something. But I feel like redheaded white girl is just there to be redheaded white girl.
So at least it's not the person of color. You know,
yeah.
So
I guess.
That's,
for the casting of them, I guess they had... Tati Gabrielle, Prudence. They had her cast. They were like, you're picked.
Yeah.
And then they had, like, a dozen or whatever young actors.
Interchangeable witches.
that they brought in pairs, and they'd switch people out with her, and then just like doing scenes with her.
To find the
and
chemistry.
Like that one, by the time they got to those three, it was like, oh, it's these three. And they did the rest, but like those are the ones that they stuck with.
I'm going to change my answer because it just occurred to me. I forgot about Harvey's father.
Oh, yeah.
How he is just the most stereotypical lazy writing, like, no, boy, mine's going to do art. Like, you were born in a mine, you're going to die in a mine. Like, it was just, and it was just so.
I'm gonna beat the mine into you, boy.
Yeah, it could have been anything else. And it's like, it just felt very, it felt like lazy
it's
writing.
His witch I'm going to. Blood.
Yeah, at least he's worse than a nothing third girl, because at least, like, he actually had lines and they were boring. So, yeah. All right, so.
But I do have to say, because we've been talking favorite and least favorite, but Sabrina's a really good character.
She really is. She's not a Mary Sue.
She's not. She's got, like I say, she when shit goes down, she talks to somebody, which is one of the worst writing tropes ever is, well, she's just going to keep it to herself.
And she has faults and she fucks up.
Yep.
And it's not like a cute fuck up where it's like, teehee, I fucked it up, but I made it work in the end. Like, it actually fucks shit up. Mm-hmm. Like, that resurrection like,
not like
spell, man.
She's like, I don't want to be a witch. She does want to be a witch, but she doesn't want to be essentially bossed around by Satan.
She doesn't want to lose her friends either.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and the big reveal of that her parents had already like signed her name in the Book of Satan.
And so it doesn't
matter because like it's already happened and that agency being taken away from her was
that pissed the shit out of her.
Point. Yeah.
She was super pissed.
Disorder in the court.
She was super pissed about that. And I liked that. I liked that she was like, what the fuck? You don't have a right to do that. She's pissed at her dad. She probably would have socked her dad if he'd been there.
Yeah. All right, so we got to get into five questions, but real quick, I'm sorry.
Okay, no. Oh, did any of you see the video that Netflix put out on YouTube? That sentence. with the actor that plays Susie, Lachlan Watson, and a few other actors, the actor that plays the daughter
it was all
non-binary actors that are in Netflix series talking about what that means, how they identify, how they came to that point in their lives. I guess Lachlan has had a lot of influence on Susie, on the character Susie.
Oh, that's good.
And how that character is figuring shit out.
Mm-hmm. I really
liked that character, like how they threw that in there. Like, it felt more modern among the not so modernists going on.
Yep.
And like there's a part where they go see Roz's grandma and she was like, oh, hello, fella. And she calls, like, no.
She calls Susie young man.
Yeah. Like,
and no one corrects her.
She was
like,
no, it's fine. Yeah. Susie didn't care that they were called fella. Or
she's like, I'm proud of you, young man. Whatever. You're going to be just fine. And Susie was like, thank you. And it was, it was really good.
So they got a little bit of flack from like the Mary Sue and a couple other sites saying like
weird
like they don't why even have a non-binary character if you're not going to identify them as non-binary or have them like figure it out or whatever. And it's funny because like Lachlan Watson is involved in this character that they're portraying, saying like it's not always clear cut, people don't always have the shit figured out. Like this the part of the show where they're showing Susie like they don't have their shit figured out.
You can be non-binary and use she/her pronouns.
Right.
That's like your call. Right. So sorry, Mary Sue, you got it wrong again.
it's just, I don't know. I think it's a great step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for Netflix. For
all right. So before we go to five questions, what are you hoping we see in season two? No order here. Anyone who has something can just jump in. I'll start. I'm really hoping that we see Sabrina embrace some of her darker side she has. And I'm really hoping that she realizes that like her mortal friends are lovely, but that she needs to be go full witch and like try to change that system from the inside. Mm-hmm. That's my hope. Anyone else? Yeah.
My hope is that season two does well enough they don't cancel like they're canceling every other goddamn Netflix series.
That's
awesome.
That would be good.
Yeah. I am looking forward to. I think Nick Scratch is a like super charming motherfucker who totally respects Sabrina's monogamous boyfriend relationship thing.
Even though he mocks it a little bit.
But also is like patiently just around the corner just in case.
Oh,
like,
did your mortal boyfriend do a dumb mortal thing?
Yeah.
How weird.
So, but he understands her other world and he can be there for her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking forward to seeing more of him because he doesn't seem like a villainous asshole. He actually seems like a pretty respectful guy as a love interest, and he's clearly way more interesting and suited than Harvey is for now. I'm looking forward to more witch shit, less mortal shit, really.
How about you, Maren? Maren, god damn it.
God damn it, Molly.
Fail.
My brain.
Mar means good sea, job. Which is like a moat around the castle that we will all guard.
Good job, Molly.
I know what it is. Yeah, and that's exactly it. You know what it is? It's the Glover thing. It's just the like, the thing. Yep, yep.
I don't know. More creepiness, more magic. All the spooky.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like ghost children.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much like more.
Bring back
the
ghost children.
Yeah, more
Here's
ghost children.
Are you excited for the holiday special? That comes out in just a couple days.
It will before it comes out, but when this episode goes up, it will already be out.
Ah.
Nice.
Wow.
So, hey,
timely.
Listeners.
Hail Satan.
Yeah. Hail Satan. All right, so, Maren, you answered.
Is it the birth of Satan? Is it Christmas?
Oh,
Christmas.
Yeah. What's the opposite Christmas? When's that? They probably would say Halloween, but
Easter was the opposite of Christmas. Christ is born. Christ dies.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, he's born again.
Maybe they just do
Good Friday is the opposite of Christmas.
Yeah, they celebrate that it's like the darkest night. Yeah. Like it's solstice. Yes. It's like I don't know.
So last week, funnily enough, and we didn't plan this, last week Maren answered or asked us 5 questions. You might have heard that on the Daredevil season 3
episode. It was the Daredevil season 3 episode in which we mistakenly said there was going to be a season 4.
Right. We were convinced.
And then they announced like a week later.
Yeah, that was a sad day.
Fuckers.
It was a surprise to us.
In the next 2 days that there's no Christmas special.
Right. No Christmas special. Christmas is canceled just for everyone.
We got to stop doing episodes about Netflix shows. We're killing shit.
But so, Maren, it is time for you to answer our 5 questions. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I am very ready for this. All right, Nick, question 1.
What is a conspiracy theory that you find interesting or compelling? Not necessarily one you believe in.
I don't know if I'm making it up, but I have weird things about AIs and robots and how they're like, they become more advanced than us. So much and like can learn more than us and all that like iRobot and
The Skynet,
Ex Machina,
the Skynet problem,
the singularity.
The singularity.
Whenever there actually are videos of people like making human like looking robots, I'm like, why did you do that? Like, just give it a face.
if it's humans, the only reason they're doing that is because they want to have sex with it. That's the only reason.
Ex Machina gave me so many cringy feelings. I didn't like it. It was like,
You should read friend of the show Cargill's book Sea of Rust.
It's good.
Good
AI.
It'll make you be like, see, I told you that's what was gonna happen. Don't do it. Yeah. All right,
There's a show on Netflix. I think it's called Maniac. It's with Emma Stone and
Maniac.
Yeah. And what's his name? Jesse Eisen?
Yes, I know who you mean. Not Seth Rogen, but the other guy.
The one that's like him.
Seth Goldberg. No.
Seth.
He's his friend. Seth.
No.
Nope.
Well, Emma Stone's in it.
Yep. Yeah. She's great.
Emma Stone and chubby
Seth
Rogen.
They have like some like AI that they gave feelings and then it's like... Everything. Oh. I haven't finished the series, but it's all going downhill because of the AI. Because
they gave AI feelings. And
I would have told you. I knew.
You never teach a robot how to feel. That's
question number 2. What is your perfect 2-week vacation? Money is no object, but physics is a limiting factor.
My summer trip.
Your summer trip.
Yeah, which I wish money was no object because I don't have money for this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to Norway.
Ooh.
And then... to London to see the Harry Potter play.
Hey.
Oh, the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child?
Yeah.
That is so exciting.
Yeah.
Norway.
I already have tickets for the show, so I got to get
I guess you got to figure out some way to get there.
Have you read it?
Yes.
Oh, so you know it's good.
Yeah, and my friend already saw it, and she's coming with me to see it again. So
awesome. That's exciting.
So it's all right then.
Yeah.
All right. Question three. What is a movie or a book that changed your life and why?
Probably Mad Max Fury Road.
Mad Max Fury Road.
That's a badass movie.
Because I watched it 13 times in theater.
Wow.
I shaved my head because of that movie.
I remember that cosplay. When you sent us your answers or your questions last time, you sent us the cosplays, and I remember seeing you. I didn't know you then.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing you in the halls. And
I was like Molly
damn.
Glover spoke to me.
It gets old.
Yeah.
You get over it.
That's awesome. So what about, it's awesome and that's what appealed to you, but.
Every time I watched it, I noticed something new and I would like watch certain characters each time through and try to like figure out each one's story and like all the different wives were all like, they all had something going on that like if you didn't pay attention to them, you'd miss things. And so I just liked watching it and seeing all the different things. And I hadn't even seen the Mad Max series before that movie was coming out.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I was like, what is this movie coming out? It looks cool. I want to see it. And then told my friend, I was like, I've never seen any of them. And he was like, what? And we watched the first two in one night. And then I didn't see the third one, Thunderdome. I've only seen it once now.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all right.
So, but I bought all three on Blu-ray and like watched them all finally.
Fantastic.
And then, and
they're all gorgeous movies.
Yeah. I want the suit. They had like a chrome version.
Yes, where it's all black and white.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just the soundtrack.
They showed that at Convergence this last year.
Did they?
Yeah. That was in CinemaRex. They showed the shiny and chrome edition or whatever. All right.
Is that me?
That is you.
Question number four. What's the geekiest thing you've ever done or said?
I mean, you're in that band.
I'm in a super nerdy band. I call it the nerdy band, and people are like, is that what it's called? I'm like, no, it's called Slitherpuff, but I thought that'd be nerdier.
I mean, yeah, it is.
Like, I have to explain to you now what Slitherpuff is.
I genuinely feel like dressing up in Hogwarts school uniforms and singing songs about Harry Potter and other things.
It's pretty geeky.
It's pretty,
I was trying to think specifically of things I said, and I wasn't thinking about the, like, action. I've said a lot of things in my songs.
I'll tell you a secret. The said part was something that we added at the last second when we were writing the questions, and then we regretted immediately.
I think so.
All right. Easiest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
And a Slytherin.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's you and Morgan that are in that. Yeah.
And question number five, what's your favorite hangover cure?
Sleeping, not moving.
Yeah.
I don't really have a cure.
Yeah.
I just
how old are you? You're very young.
I'm 26.
Yeah, all right. You'll get there.
The last time I just was like, my roommate was like, here's a cookie and some milk. And I was like, thanks. It's going to sit on the end table forever because I can't eat anything. I just need to not move.
Maybe not milk.
Yeah. Right?
No, thank you.
Your answer is just to exist as minimally as possible.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's good. Like
that. Thank you for answering our questions. Maren Allgaard, you are just fast becoming one of my favorite people.
Yay.
I am so glad that you were on the show. This was wonderful. Everyone should watch Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix right now, I don't know what to say to you. It's 2018. Get on the net. Like
Come on.
It's just the way it is.
Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it.
Borrow your friend's account.
Yeah. It's
you can
hard.
Stream to multiple devices at once. You get Hulu, they get Netflix. Right. You share.
Yeah. Easy.
Boom.
Easy. All right, Maren, is there a website or anything that we can go to see anything with your Slitherpuffs?
You can find Slitherpuff on Facebook.
Nice.
I think facebook.com/Slitherpuff.
Excellent.
MN.
And are there any videos of your band performing music?
There sure are.
There
on our Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Slitherpuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
MN.
Dot.
Because apparently there's other Slitherpuffs.
Oh, MN.
Out
there's
there.
Another one.
Yeah. MN.
You hear me? I'm calling you out,
from
other Slitherpuffs. There's beef time.
The lesser Slitherpuffs.
Exactly. All right. Thank you so much for being on the show. We've been Geeks Without God. Of course. Yes. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. While you're on Facebook, go check out Slitherpuff. Also, we have a Patreon, and you can support us. And our patrons have done amazing things, like paid for these four wonderful microphones
that we're using
that we use now. That give us lovely sound quality. And one day we'll have a website upgrade if we get to that spot. You might have listened to our Patreon supporter-only episodes, like the time we tried to summon a demon, and the time... Yeah, and the time that we... what was the other one?
We went to see psychics.
Oh, we went to see psychics and got psychic advice and readings. Boo-wee-oo. And all that was very good. As you can tell, I have made good on my career as a musician in New York,
yep.
Which clearly was my destiny, and I divorced my husband to do it because he was holding me back.
Or something.
As anyone would know.
Well...
That's a classic thing to say to a lady. So, thank you very much, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Bye! Bye.
Sign your name in the Book of the Beast.
No, I don't want to.
Sign your name.
No, you can't make me.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks Without God.
Social media!
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
That's right, you lied to yours.
I did. I lied to mine.